You are listening to Apple Podcasts, number one tech news podcast in the Philippines. Here's your host, Jack of Jack Talks Tech.
What's up, everyone? My name is Jack, and welcome to yet another episode of Jack Talks Tech. Whether you're listening to the podcast via Anchor, Spotify, Google Podcast, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your favorite podcast, thank you. I appreciate it very much. We are recording live from the studio apartment here in Lucena City, Season 2, Episode 14. It's the 25th of April, 2021. The new generation of gaming consoles, PS5, Xbox Series One X, it has been released fourth quarter of 2020. However, until now, you still won't be able to find it in stock. If you wanted to build a computer, you won't be able to buy a CPU or GPU and power supply on MSRP. Quick answer is due to miners, Bitcoin miners to be specific. There's a surge of Bitcoin mining over the past couple of months, and miners purchased almost all of the stocks. Resellers who were able to get their hands on those PC components, they're selling it at least 4 times the price. They're not even posting it on some tech enthusiast groups in Facebook because they are being bashed because of their price. Secondhand market doesn't look good too. Why is that? What do you think is the relevance of semiconductor or chip? Let's find out. Let's dig deeper. Welcome to Error 404, Chip Not Found. It's not an overstatement to say that semiconductors power the modern world. They're not only a key component of nearly every electronic device we buy and use, they also power the factories that make the electronic devices we buy and use. They power our laptops, our computers, our cell phones, your cars, our washing machines, our refrigerators. Yeah, you heard it right. Even our refrigerators, and this is just the stuff in our home. We're not even getting into all the way semiconductors are important to the military and to the power grid. If software is eating the world, then the chips are the teeth. Now, there aren't enough of them getting made. There's a massive global shortage. It's getting so bad that General Motors, one of the world's largest automakers, said that it could lose up to $2 billion because the semiconductor chip shortage forced it to temporarily shut down some auto manufacturing plants. US President Joe Biden ordered economic and national security experts to look for gaps in the semiconductor supply chain in the United States. They wanted to see how reliant the US has become in other countries to manufacture semiconductors. Here's how the global chip shortage got so bad and what's being done to fix it. Let me explain what a semiconductor is. It's a silicon with transistors built into it, and these circuits are put into basically any product these days that needs power. Generally, every single electronic product these days has these chips in them that allow them to do what they do. When people talk about semiconductors now, they're talking about the advanced microchips that power smartphones, computers, cars, advanced medical equipment, and the analog semiconductor devices that powers radios. The transistor, a kind of semiconductor, was first successfully demonstrated in 1947 at Bell Labs in New Jersey. Its inventors won the Nobel Prize for Physics. It created the first tech company in Silicon Valley and basically laid the foundation for the modern digital world. after the transistor came the integrated circuit, the microprocessors, etc., etc., until the super small, super advanced chips you have today. Now, the semiconductor industry is massive. Within the industry, there are semiconductor companies that design the chips called fabless companies, and there are companies that manufacture them called foundries. There are also integrated device manufacturers like Intel that both design and manufacture chips. More and more though, major semiconductor companies are adopting the fabless model and contracting out orders to foundries like TSMC or Samsung. That trend towards fabless has helped complicate the chip shortage we've all been hearing about. The US chip industry has captured 47% of the global market share in sales, but only 12% in chip manufacturing, according to the Semiconductor Industry Association. So, how did this all start? Obvious answer is, of course, COVID-19. The coronavirus pandemic forced people to work from home, to go to school from home, to just basically do everything from home. People upgraded their computers, they got smart speakers, they tricked out their home theaters and played a lot of video games. Businesses scrambled to set up work from home system or remote work systems and needed more cloud infrastructure. What became very clear to electronic companies was a supply chain disruption. But once that kind of started working its way through the quarter 3 of 2020 and China started getting back to work, it surprises companies. They knew that they needed to increase production by a lot. There's no sign that the demand is slowing for semiconductors. Global semiconductor sales totaled $439 billion in 2020, and that's an increase of 6.5% compared to the 2019 total of $412.3 billion, according to the Semiconductor Industry Association. Global sales for the month of December 2020 were $39.2 billion, an increase of 8.3% compared to the December 2019 total. Another big reason for the shortage? Cars are getting more advanced and they need more semiconductors. In fact, right now, it's the auto industry that's feeling the squeeze in computer chips most acutely. Cars not only needed advanced chips to run increasingly complicated in-vehicle computer systems, they are also needed by older, less advanced semiconductors for things like power steering. The auto shortages are happening because the auto OEMs canceled all their orders in the midst of COVID last year, and it just takes the supply chains a while to adjust. They've had some whipsaws, and the reason for this shortage happening is not really the semiconductors guys' fault. It's the auto supply chain, but to the extent that the shortages themselves are sort of focusing attention and jump-starting the debate on what they should do in terms of the semiconductor manufacturing. I think that actually is where the discussion can be useful. Analysts expect the chip shortage to persist well into 2021. We are in a real difficult situation. Of course, we've heard from the likes of AMD's Lisa Su and others about the expectation of this lasting about 6 months, so 100 days. If her interpretation is right, it's gonna put us nearly all the way out, well over halfway into 6 month period, and I really do wonder, are we able to shorten this delay at all with any action that can be taken right now? I think we really need to focus on how do we not allow this to happen again. Semiconductors have been so essential to nearly every single industry. The chip shortage has forced the US government to take steps to shore up the chip supply chain in the United States. I'm gonna play a short clip of Joe Biden talking about this global issue.
We need to stop playing catch up. After the supply chain crisis hit, we need to prevent the supply chain crisis from hitting in the first place. And in some cases, building resilience will mean increasing our production of certain types of elements here at home. And others will mean working more closely with our trusted friends and partners, nations that share our values so that our supply chains can't be used against us as leverage.
At the semiconductor companies, executive says that they'll be able to ramp up production to the shortfall, but that won't likely happen until the later part of 2021. After the immediate shortages get resolved, the demand for semiconductors is only supposed to increase. New 5G telecom networks need smartphones with 5G-enabled chips. The so-called Internet of Things will put chips into more and more everyday devices, and the remote work brought by COVID-19 appears here to stay. China is attempting to become self-sufficient when it comes to semiconductor chips. Right now, it imports most of its semiconductors. Beijing has always had big ambitions to have its own homegrown industry, but the US restrictions not only on sales to China for chips, but also especially on a telecom giants like Huawei. Beijing has made chips a top priority for its next 5-year plan, which was unveiled last March. Independence is one of five, quote, fundamentals of China's economic development, and $1.4 trillion has been earmarked to develop the semiconductor industry by 2025 with a goal to have 70% of chips used in China made in China. I think due to COVID-19, a lot of people in the business world start to really look at the supply chains. And, you know, it's no secret that the electronic manufacturing is kind of based in China. What people kind of don't know is that the number one pure chip factory in the world is in Taiwan. That's TSMC. Taiwan doesn't have the trade issues that China has, but it's still an island off the coast of China. So there was a lot of discussion early in the pandemic last year that we have to look at the stuff from a geopolitical standpoint, because if the military can't make a jet because they don't have the chips, and then Taiwan is caught in a geopolitical dispute as well. A lot of people just said that we need the ability to make leading node chips outside of China. Now, with those things said, what are the predictions and current data? Analysts from TrendForce believe that the first quarter of 2021, foundries are projected to have 20% growth in revenue. However, it will still take a full year to fully catch up on the demands, which is at 30%. As of April 2021, there is still a lack of supply, which can be predicted that the difficulty of buying game consoles will last for the rest of 2021. Car companies like Ford and GM are having problems with truck production. Apple supplier Foxconn and Samsung warned the consumers of production delays due to quote-unquote serious imbalances in the semiconductor industry. How about the Philippines? The semiconductor and electronics industry of the Philippines Incorporated expected to recover the decline of exports in 2021 in light of the increasing demand. According to the SEIPI president Dan Lachica, the shortage was caused by factories shutting down. So we do have a lot of factories in Laguna who shut down during this pandemic. However, Lachica assured that it has been starting to recover as data showed that the exports have reached $35.8 billion as of November 2020, with 70% of them being semiconductors. Though Lachica gave the assurance of recovery, he still believed that semiconductors and electronic firms will continue to face challenges because of the pandemic. Investments were still slow. Lachica then provided a possible solution of the implementation of incentive bills addressing the situation by helping gain more investors. And lastly, according to Sirtec Holdings Philippines Corporation, the Sirtec Electronics Corp would increase production of two major semiconductor customers in the first quarter of 2021. Their aim is to achieve 20% increase. There you have it. That's the reason why I still don't have PS5. With that said, there's really nothing else left to do. Hit that like button if you like this type of content. Smash it if that's your something into 2021 style. Give us a follow. Subscribe if you aren't already. And I'll see you in the next one. Assuming that we all survive. Let's make the needy techie.
Peace!